It is Susie Ashworth here, and I have a question for you. Would you like to get a copy of my Sunday Times best-selling book, Infinite Receiving, Crack the Code to Conscious Wealth Creation for free? If so, listen up. I am on the biggest of missions. It is my desire that this book gets into the hands of 100,000 humans, which is such a crazy number. It's something like 0.4% of all books that have ever been created will ever sell 100,000 copies. So we are aiming big, and I'm here for it, and I want you to be here for it too. So part of our vision is to make it as easy as possible for you to get hold of this book, for you to share this book with your friends. And so guess what? You can get the book for free. I will pay for it for you. All you need to do is just pay the postage. Yes, you heard that correctly. And what's going to happen when you receive your free book is that I am also going to give you the Infinite Receiving Hypnoactivation. So this is designed to work alongside the meditations that you receive in the book. And I want to kickstart your ability to receive more infinitely now. So you get that with the Hypnoactivation. You will also receive the exclusive 5-week course that I created to celebrate the launch of Infinite Receiving, the book. And so what you will find is in this condensed course, which actually it's 6 weeks because I've included a Q&A session, which is amazing. What you will find in those weeks is a real deep dive into what I teach in the book. So the value of that is £497. It is amazing. It was such a joy to deliver. And on top of that, you are going to receive 21 days complimentary access to the Infinite Receivers Members Club. So not only am I releasing trainings in there every single month, so depending on what point you join the membership, there will be months and months of trainings that you will be able to access for free in those 21 days. And I also have a channel called Daily Devotion, where I come in every single day and leave you a training. Sometimes it's in the morning, sometimes it's in the evening, sometimes it's in the afternoon. But that training is designed to inspire you, to remind you, to be an anchor for the mindset that you need to have, the lens that you get to look at the world through in order to amplify, elevate, and accelerate your receiving journey. Yeah, it's absolutely wild. You get all of this for free when you say yes to getting the free book. Like literally all you have to do is pay for postage. So I couldn't make it any easier. And what I want you to do is for you to grab a book and for you to tell a friend to grab a book. Let's get this into 100,000 hands. And all you need to do to claim your free book is go to susieashworth.com/book-for-free. That easy. So susieashworth.com/book-for-free to claim your brand new free copy of Infinite Receiving, Crack the Code to Conscious Wealth Creation, and finally manifest your dream life. The answer to this question most of the time is so simple, and that is to just to be present, to be in the moment. And again, the mind and the way that the mind operates is always in that state of flux, always projecting into the future. Welcome to the Limitless Life Experience podcast with me, your host, Susie Ashworth. I'm a mum of three, seven-figure serial entrepreneur, Hay House author, international keynote speaker, quantum transformation and embodiment coach, and believer in miracles. My superpower is helping conscious leaders like you create six-figure breakthroughs in your business fast so that you can expand into limitless living and being part of the tidal wave of positive impact that we want to create around the world. In this space, you will hear me talk all about wealth, yourself, spirit, and impact. This is the Limitless Life Experience. Hello, 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 you gorgeous human being. It is Susie Ashworth here, and you are listening to the Limitless Life Experience podcast. Oh, that feels good, good, good. It's been a while, like at least a month, since I have allowed that sound to exit my mouth. Why? Because I have been away in Peru. And whilst there is a part of me that wants to share my experience of the retreat, and I will do, today is not that day. Mainly because I just want to give it a little bit more breathing space. I shared with some of my clients how it was really interesting. I was having a very interesting response to people saying, I can't wait to hear all about it. And it's like, my thoughts were, I don't know how to communicate everything that I experienced. And then I had a call with my Transcendence Lovelies, the people who I have my monthly transmission with. And it was 2 hours, it was in depth, it came from the heart, and it felt really, really beautiful. And so I'm definitely in a different place from, I don't know what to say. But yeah, there's still a little bit more breathing space that gets to happen. However, what I do feel ready to share are some of the biggest realizations and shifts that I've noticed since coming back from the retreat. And the first one is a newfound sense of freedom. And what I mean by that is freedom to be myself and explore myself more. And that feels really, really beautiful. The invitation that I got, one of the invitations that I got whilst I was in ceremony, oh, here I go, talking about the ceremony, and was just to be operating more from a heart space instead of a head space, and to really plug into what my heart's intention is. And the big thing about that is that if it's coming from the heart, are you willing, are you able to trust it and yourself more than what you are able to do when you are operating from the headspace, which is in its very nature, just of the very nature of the mind, is to manipulate. And when I say that, I don't mean like necessarily in a bad way, but it's concerned with how people see things. It's concerned with not looking stupid. It's concerned with not looking like a fool. All of these things. And the heart and the messages from the heart, it just gets to be a much truer, authentic place. Now, this does not mean that everything that you say is going to be received the way that you intended it. However, if you are coming from that heart intention place, what you're able to create and what you're able to receive is infinitely more powerful than when it comes from the manipulation of the mind. And so what I've noticed in my coaching, in my messaging, in just the way that I have been showing up in my life is that there is a new level of freedom around choosing what my heart desires as opposed to the thinking about what I should be doing or how people are going to perceive my choices.
This doesn't mean that all second guessing has been eliminated. What it means is that when I'm feeling the nudge, I am acting way more quickly on that nudge. And then I'm thinking about it afterwards, like, oh, squeaky bum cheeks, I can't believe I just did that. But in between the making the decision and then getting the squeaky bum cheeks, there is a sense of freedom, both in mind and body. It's almost like a sigh, like, ah, I did it. And the world didn't fall in. And then the mind likes to be like, yeah, but. And so then I have to go back to re-choosing. But that has been wild. It has been so much more fun. And I think the word is fluid. There's been a enhanced sense of fluidity in my choices and even in my physical movement. And that has been beautiful. With that really goes hand in hand with this willingness, desire, commitment to live more fully. Are you willing to go all in on your life? And if so, how would that feel? And so even driving to Tesco's this morning to get myself some spinach and bananas for my shake, I asked myself the question, like, what would this drive feel like if you were going all in? And actually the answer to this question most of the time is so simple, and that is to be present, to be in the moment. And again, the mind and the way that the mind operates is always in that state of flux, always projecting into the future or dwelling on what's happened in the past. Now, I would say that my future projections are frequently positive, like it's a nice place to be in my mind. And yet, there's still a huge up level when it comes to being way more intentional with my future projecting and just being way more intentional, which is the main thing about this piece, about not projecting all of the time, about allowing myself to be fully in the moment, feeling what is happening. I went for a walk in the woods a couple of days ago, and because I had this crazy situation where I ended up in a pond, head first, fully covered, head to toe, pond water in the Louis Vuitton, like everything. I damaged my phone, so my phone isn't working, which is a really good thing, because normally what I would do is I'd have my headphones on and I'd be listening to music as I walked around, and it would be a great experience, but I wouldn't actually be present in the moment. And so what I was able to notice, because it was just Penny and I, is one, my breathing, the invitation for me to go deeper, move beyond the low level anxiety that keeps you in the first third of the chest. But the thing that really struck me is the way that the wind moved through the trees and the way that the trees moved and danced and swayed and allowed themselves to be bent with the movement of the wind. It was so beautiful. And there was just enough momentum for there to be a little bit of sound as the leaves moved from the wind itself. And so I got to hear that and I got to witness it. And it made me think about all of the things that the trees had witnessed in this wood, all of the snippets of conversations that the trees had overheard. And it was such a beautiful moment of appreciation. And in that moment of appreciation, I know that my vibration gets heightened. I know that that sense of appreciation creates and allows more for me to appreciate. And so this sense of what does it get to look like to go all in? How can I be more present and notice what is right in front of my face? And I would say that that as well has been something that has felt very true. Just an increased awareness of the presence of the answers that I'm looking for, an increased awareness of where the thing is that I've mislaid. And I believe that this is because there's just a little bit more presence in who I'm being in any given moment. So that feels really beautiful. And the final thing that has been super present for me since being back is conversations and inquiry around time. And I really thought about how exactly I wanted to share about this without going too much into the quantum woo-ness, because I prefer to have that type of conversation as a two-way conversation rather than just me like spouting everything. And my experience since being back is just really observing my relationship with time and seeing how, despite having visited and revisited this many times over the years, how it's very easy for me to slip into a lack mindset when it comes to time. It has been, and I said right at the beginning, like, it's felt like time has been moving very, very fast. And I've wondered, is it because I am just experiencing an accelerated timelines right now? Or is it that I've been busy? And I think that the answer to the question is a little bit of both. However, that is not even so much of what the inquiry has been around. What I've wanted and what I've been thinking about is the collapsing of timelines. Always, quantum shifts, quantum transformations involves creating massive shifts and changes in your lives in compressed and compounded periods of time. And so this is always on my mind. And I think that the big realization or awareness that has come to me in the last couple of weeks is that I get to move my energy away from that. And we talked about this in how to create and achieve jaw-dropping goals. We talked about expanding the timeline in that workshop series. And where I am now is that I just get to remove the timeline because I understand that energetically, it's all happening now. You know, before I will see anything in my 3D experience, it has to be set upon, like the intention has to be set upon energetically. And energetically, I have to be aligned to 8 figures. Aligned to 4 million, aligned to 333,000 a month, aligned to a beautiful relationship. Everything, all of that has to happen energetically first. And so part of that is removing any of the thoughts, intentions, blocks, limitations that I have on a conscious or subconscious level, like mentally, but also in my physical field, in my body, removing anything that says that it's not possible. And really feeling into whether I truly believe that what it is that I desire is possible for me. And all of that happened without me doing anything first, other than really tapping into my intentions, like identifying, is this the true heart's desire? Is this the intention? Do I believe that it is possible for me in this lifetime? Do I believe that it's possible for me now? Okay, what are the stories? What are the experiences? What are the things that I get to release that tell me that it's not possible for me now? And that has got nothing to do with. That can happen in an, that can happen in an instant. It can happen in a in the blink of an eye. Or depending on the tools that I use, or how embedded the fear is, or the experience that I've had, where that is lying within me in many places, it might take longer when it comes to linear time because the belief is big. And then I might have a big belief that just I decide and it gets to shift. So this whole how do I turn 90 days into 30 days and 30 days into 10 days and all of that, it doesn't need to happen, you know. Or even I'm going to spread this out over a lifetime, that the focus shouldn't be the timeline for me right now. That's the biggest awareness that I've had since coming back from Peru. And I'm not sure if any of this makes sense, but that is where my head has been at. It's all been about what's happening in my energetic field and understanding that it happens there first and how it gets to happen there first, the power of my intention, where I place my consciousness, that's where I get to focus. And those things, trusting that once that focus and intention is lined up with who I'm being in the physical, that's when I will see what it is that I want to see. And again, that can happen. It can happen instantaneously. So that's fun. It's a fun inquiry. And perhaps things shift again, you know, in a month or so's time. I don't know, but I'm enjoying where I am right now. Life feels exciting. I feel really, really excited about how my evolution is going to play out over the next few months. It feels really big. I feel more expanded. I feel ready to hold more. I feel ready to connect more deeply with the people who are in my life and in my world. And I know that from that place, so much magic is possible. So yeah, that is me. That is where I'm at. Little update. I look forward to playing with you, being in your earbuds in the next episode. And in the meantime, please remember that faith plus action equals miracles.